It's the seedy dark side of Ohio's glitzy new casinos, a reason some used for opposing them: gambling addiction. According to various estimates, 2 to 5% of adults may have a gambling problem. To combat the issue, Ohio law requires 2% of gambling revenues go toward addiction treatment programs. Jennifer Shatley is vice president of responsible gaming policies and compliance with Horseshoe Casino's parent company, Caesars Entertainment. She says employees are trained to help identify people who may have gambling problems by simply listening.
It could be something quite indirect, but sort of in your face, like, I just lost all my rent money, or I shouldn't be coming back here.
Responsible gaming ambassadors may then offer assistance contacting addiction programs.
Things like the self-exclusion program through the casino, the Ohio State Voluntary Exclusion Program, or even restriction options where they can cut off access to certain amenities.
Of the 45 million customers in the Caesars database, there are roughly 40 to 50,000 who have requested to bar themselves. Casinos may also choose to bar problem gamblers, though Shatley says those numbers are very low.
Thank you very much.
It's easy to get caught up in the flashing lights and clicking chips inside Horseshoe Cincinnati, but if you look closely, there are signs posted for those with questions. Plaques with the gambling addiction hotline adorn ATMs, along with responsible gaming pamphlets. Oftentimes, though, the problem isn't just finding help, it's recognizing you need it. Bill Epps is director of outpatient services at the Central Community Health Board in Coryville. His agency gets Cincinnati's portion of the gambling addiction treatment funds.
Most individuals define problem gambling as an individual who has experienced adverse consequences as a result of gambling, and despite those adverse consequences, adverse meaning financial consequences, family problems, they're not able to discontinue their gambling.
Epps says gambling is a compulsion and its diagnosis is easily missed because there are few outward signs like track marks on a drug addict or the smell of whiskey on an alcoholic's breath. Counselors can identify problem gamblers using the South Oaks Gambling Screen, a series of questions gauging someone's impressions about their own gambling. Next, counselors use cognitive therapy to help people change the way they think about gambling and develop an action plan.
When they recognize themselves as being in a high-risk situation where there are numerous triggers that instigate gambling for the individual, you help them develop a plan of how to extricate themselves from that situation and avert a relapse into gambling behavior.
Epps says help requests spiked when the casinos opened in neighboring Indiana, and he expects to see another spike with the Horseshoe opening. He's not the only one.
My name is Al A., and I'm a compulsive gambler.
Al helps organize the Gamblers Anonymous meeting at a church near his home.
This will be right downtown where people can go to lunch, and a lot of them won't go back to work. They'll go there for lunch and find a reason to stay the entire afternoon.
Al started gambling in his teens. He's in his 70s now, and he says he's been clean for 4 years. He's retired, but working a second full-time job to pay off his gambling debts. He'd maxed out his credit cards, cleaned out his 401k, and says he would have mortgaged his house, but his wife refused to sign.
My children had urged my wife to get a divorce. They said, Mom, if you don't, you're going to end up with nothing. And they were right, you know. Luckily, she didn't. She stood by me, and, you know, she supported me all through all these years. And although, you know, the hurt's still there.
Al says God led him back to the 12-step Gamblers Anonymous program, where he warns younger people to stop now before they end up like him.
I've found most of the people that I've come in contact in the past 4 years are good people. They just had a bad habit.
When Al first sought help, there were only a handful of GA meetings in the greater Cincinnati region. Now there's at least one every day of the week. GA also offers support groups for family members. You'll find links to more information on our website, wvxu.org. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.